Reverend, I saw you in the elevator. Do you mind leading us in prayer before we get started?
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. And Lord God, we thank you now for this gathering of these your people. Father, we just bless your name today. Bless you for all that you are, for allowing us to move and have our being in you. Now, Father, we pray your blessing upon this council of government that you have ordained for this city. We pray your blessings upon these your people. Now, Father, lead and guide us by thy Spirit, that men might know that we are your disciples, because we have love one for another. Father, bless all that you have given our hands to do this day, that it will be decent and noble, that it will be pleasing in your sight. These and all things we ask and pray. In the perfect name of him by whom we come to God, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Ms. Angel, would you call the roll for the special council meeting?
Okay. Mr. Gwynn?
Here.
Mr. Musley?
Here.
Mr. Hilty?
Here.
Mr. Molliver?
Here.
Ms. Rich?
Here.
Mr. McLeod?
Here. Okay. Let's see here. I guess the question is, don't really know whether to take public comment first or how to do this, so.
I might suggest, Council President, maybe turn some time over to the City Attorney to describe the two ordinances that are in the packet.
Yep, okay.
And then go from there, perhaps.
Can I make a suggestion also?
Please.
Absolutely.
Get a motion on the floor before you accept public comment, and then accept public comment based upon that motion.
Okay, and Mr. Gilligan, you want to explain the ordinances?
Certainly, there's two that were. I was asked to draft the first one. On your agenda, provides for the it changes the what we're calling the saggy pants ordinance from a criminal infraction punishable subject to section 1.9, which is the general penalty part of the city code of ordinances, to a civil infraction. Similar to parking fines that we have downtown. There would be no jail time. There would be simply a first violation would be a zero fine. Second violation would be a $25 fine. Third violation would be a $50 fine. Fourth, $80. And then fifth and future violations would be $125. Because it was a civil infraction, any appeal of that civil infraction would be to the city magistrate rather than something that's handled in the courts over at the courthouse. The second ordinance on your agenda calls for the total repeal of the saggy pants ordinance. As is currently on the book, so we repeal it across the board.
Okay. Any questions, Councilman Kerr?
We repeal it completely.
Mr. Gilder? On either subject or ordinance? Mr. Hilty, did you call the meeting or Mr. Molliver?
I'm not sure one of us. People tag probably at the same time, but you know, I call for the meeting. I guess I'll go first. I call for the meeting because I've been getting lots and lots of comments, calls from people actually around the country, seeing us on the news, seeing the videos of the court thing, seeing us in the newspaper. A lot of local people, although we all have very high respect for Ms. Rich and what she's trying to do, it comes a point where are we allowed to be regulating what people wear? You know, we look at ordinances. We just recently had the noise ordinance come back to us for repeal or change or what have you, because it was stricken down by Judge Lance as being too evasive. We had to go rewrite that ordinance, and during the conversation of that ordinance, we found out that, you know, first off, it was in there, sunrise and sunset, trying to find that. And I just see this leading to more and more if we go forward with this. As much as I think that people wearing those types of clothes disrespect everybody else, you know, I just see future challenges ahead of us, and that we need to address this issue through social media, through the churches, through schools. Parents, you know, obviously I know a lot of these people may be coming from families where there are no parents, and that's why some of this trend is. But, you know, the actual trend, as I stated before, came out of, from my information, came out of Los Angeles jails, is men advertising themselves for sex. Do we really want our children, you know, reporting that, something like that? So, again, it's fairly simple. I've been getting a lot of pressure from people that say, you guys got more important things to do. You can't regulate what people wear. Where is it going to go next? So I think the best thing is to just kind of repeal it. And hopefully what we've done is we put a statement out there, raised awareness to people, and try and get some sort of change.
Okay. Is there a motion in that, Mr. President?
Yes, that's my motion.
To repeal it?
Second.
A motion and a second. Before we bring it back up to council, we'll take public comment. Is that okay?
It's just an introduction.
We're just introducing it today. Okay. And we would, the final vote would be?
It'd be the 16th. Second and final reading would be the 16th.
And since our, as a general rule of thumb, our policy is not to take public comment on first introduction.
Generally, the policy is just a loose policy.
It's a loose policy. I guess it's, and I don't want to be the one making the final decision on that. So if I had my druthers, it would be take public comment at the second reading. I don't know how the rest of council feels, but that's
let's not change procedure. I said, let's not change procedure.
Well, that's my thought. I don't want to change procedure. I know there's people that showed up, but that's what we typically do. And, you know, I think we've only changed that at one point. Yes, Chief?
Greg Graham, Police Chief. I just, I'm not sure if I'm out of order here. I just wanted to make sure that, and I know that the council is aware, but I think it's important that I make a public comment for everybody that we are not enforcing this ordinance until this is over with, until the vote one way or the other. So I don't want people out there in the community thinking that although the ordinance that is in place right now is legal, valid, and enforceable, we are not doing that based on the debate that's been going on at council, and certainly because of the introduction now. So there's no danger of anybody being stopped or confronted because their pants are hanging too low.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you for the information, Chief.
John.
Yes, ma'am.
We have been known to take public comment when on the first reading or the introduction.
I'm aware of that.
So you're not breaking any rules if you go ahead and do that. I think it depends on you.
Well, it's...
I mean, when all these people come up here to talk, they don't know anything about second reading and all that.
You're
so
correct, Ms. Riff. There's quite a few people here to talk. I'll tell you what, we'll take some public comment on this, but because we've taken public comment multiple times already on the subject, if you don't have anything new to add, you can wait till the second reading. If you want to make a public comment, let's keep it to 2 minutes if we could. I'm not trying to rush anybody. It's just we've been through this and been through this and been through this, and you know, we're going to go through this again. So,
what can I suggest? I suspect the other ordinance is going to get introduced today too. I'll probably go ahead and have them both introduced, and then that's what's going to happen.
That's
get them both introduced, and then let everybody.
So we're going to need somebody to introduce the other one too.
Yes, sir.
So
Mr. President, and which is the one that's being introduced now?
Repeal.
Repeal.
Or folks could do like they do in Tallahassee and just stand and wave and support and not come up and make comments, and we'll know that you...
Well, I give them the right to speak, I think. I mean, again, a lot of people did show up, and I don't want to squash that, but is someone going to introduce the other ordinance?
I will.
Okay. Now, do you need to read both of them? Okay. Let you do that before we take public comment.
Mr. President, I move that ordinance number 2014-50. That's repealing it. Which one do I want?
You need to do the 2014-49.
Okay. Excuse me.
Jim?
You want to do the repealing first, and then I'll introduce...
That's fine. Let me pull it up here.
Let me pull out my card.
I didn't think we used the card until...
We don't use the card until the second reading?
Until the second reading.
Not until the second reading, okay.
Yeah, all you need is to introduce it. You don't even need anybody to second it at this point in time.
Go ahead. I've already done mine, then. What are you telling me?
Yeah, and Ms. Rich has just introduced her, so...
Well, I'd like to introduce ordinance 2014-49, amending Article 4 to Chapter 15, Public Health and Safety.
And I'm going to read the titles of both. An ordinance of the City of Ocala, Florida, repealing Chapter 15, Article 4, Sections 15-91 through 15-99, providing for severability, providing for the repeal of conflicting ordinances, and providing an effective date. And the second ordinance. An ordinance of the City of Ocala, Florida, amending Ordinance Section 15-94, entitled Public Decency, providing for violations to be treated as a civil infraction, providing for a schedule of fines, providing for severability, providing for the repeal of conflicting ordinances, and providing an effective date.
Okay. So we're going to take some public comment. To anybody who turned in a sheet today, if you didn't turn in a sheet, then you can speak at the next one. Loretta Jenkins. Yes, ma'am. Name and address, please, and let's keep it to a couple minutes, please.
Good morning. Loretta Pompey Jenkins, 2200 Northwest 24th Road, Ocala, Florida, 34475. I was wondering what the order, because I'd like to refer my 2 minutes to the advisor of our youth council. Some very demeaning statements were made at the last council meeting as it pertains to what the NAACP is doing in the area of youth development. And our youth council advisor is here today to speak to some of those things, to show that we are a youth-oriented organization that do try to help build the character and instill values in our young people by several initiatives that are an ongoing work of the Marion County Youth Council. But my final thing, my other minute, will be devoted to her. But I just stand to say again, we would like for the council to move on to bigger things and things that are of way more importance ordinarily in a city government than the sagging pants issue, that we can move from this and let it be gone. But also, I'd like to say that I think that we've spent a lot of time on this, privately, publicly, and everywhere else. So it's time for us to move on. And I don't know who's next on your list of people there, but Ms. Yvette Gibbs Mitchell is our youth council advisor for Marion County, and I'd like for her to take my other minute and a half.
Ms. Gibbs. Name and address for the record.
Yvette Gibbs Mitchell, 801 Northwest 1st Street, Ocala, Florida, 34475. Oh, good morning. Lights went out, but that's okay. Just kind of wanted to go through, I know at the last council meeting we talked about, what was the NAACP youth doing for the community? I want to start about what we've done with the city of Ocala. Remember the Enough is Enough Task Force to address the youth crime violence that the city of Ocala Police Department was leading? It was our youth who came up with Squash That. And basically that addressed the cyberbullying, and all of the violence that was going on in our community. We also have kids that have gone on to be governor of Boys State, received special proclamations from our school board. We started Jumpstart Education, Hip Hop to Health. We have an AXO program. We have quite a few things, but I don't really want to run our resume. I'm saying all that to say that I believe that we can solve this issue. There's enough people in here that if we all go out, we can solve this as a community. And I've come up with a little campaign that I think we can do for this particular ordinance. We haven't tried the community approach yet. And I think the council ought to consider, no community approach has been tried here. No business approach has been tried. I reckon that we can actually get our businesses to adopt a little sign. You know that sign that says, no set, no shirt, no shoes, no service? Why not ask them to do no shirt, no shoes, if you're sagging, no service? Those are very good techniques that we could use. Also have this new program that I want to run called I Matter, hashtag I Matter, meaning I'm concerned about my community. I'm concerned about how my community perceives me. I'm concerned about, am I looking right? Am I being involved into my community? Not just for young people, but for everyone in Ocala. Hashtag I Matter, an entire Twitter, social media blitz that if all of you joined in on that, we can get all of the businesses to join in on that. We might can make a difference without asking our police department to have interactions with our young people. I work with youth from very low socioeconomic backgrounds to very high socioeconomic backgrounds. And I can tell you that we've had success in those students becoming, going on to college, receiving full scholarships to some of the top universities, not just in the state of Florida, but in the country. So I'd ask that you consider that, and I'll be glad to sit down with any of you all before the second reading and really push this hashtag I Matter campaign. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Gibbs. Mark Hart. Don't forget name and address, Mr. Hart.
Good morning. My name is Mark Hart. I live at 2105 Southwest 7th Place, Ocala. To the Honorable Mayor, President McLeod, and the other honorable electorate of the City of Ocala, I commend Ms. Mitchell for all of the efforts she's making with the youth to make it better in Ocala. However, this ordinance is for a specific issue. I passed out a paper this morning that was printed in the Star Banner, I believe on Sunday. You have a copy of it. It should be circulated, I asked Andy to do. This is the type of exposure that we are addressing in this ordinance. And I think that what you see in that picture are things that we have seen in the community on the streets of our city. This is not an African American in that picture. So this ordinance then affects all of the citizens of Ocala. Even in the building codes, we have ordinances, rules that govern odors, and even the odors that come from bathroom system that assail the senses, which is found in the building code. I would like to say here that common decency is a rule of order in the community. And you are the head of this community. You are supposed to protect us from any ungodly, indecent exposures. We have community issues. We have values in our community. We have community, the demeanor of our cities when tourists come through. I don't know whether we would like for tourists to see people walking down the boulevard or around our courthouse square, or even in here, with their trousers and pants down in an uncommon manner. This is a hooliganism, like you said, started in California, and there is a meaning behind that. It promotes gangsterism, gangs, and all of this, and initiation into different parts of our community among our youth. The specific issue here is not so much as to have the police department to go out and enforce this issue. We have other ordinances. It's not how you drive your automobile. We have ordinances that you stop at stop signs. But if you drive an automobile in a manner that's inconsistent with safety, then the police has a right to stop you and give you a ticket and you pay a fine. The same thing here should apply here. He's not going out and targeting any one specific group in this community. But he should have that ability, that tool in his box that if he sees something that's indecent, something that could be made better, he should have that option to stop maybe and talk to somebody, because police officers are also ministers too.
Mr. Hart, I, in fairness to everyone, I asked you to wrap it up. I gave you a little bit more time, but in fairness to everyone else, I asked you to wrap it up.
Okay, and wrapping it up, I would be in tune with someone amending this ordinance to take away the criminal element out of the fines and the jail time. But I think that we ought to keep the ordinance on the book as a tool for the police and for community decency.
Thank you, sir. Joyce Johnson. Ms. Johnson, name and address for the record, please.
Good morning. Joyce Johnson, 2027 Southeast, Second Place, Ocala, Florida. And I won't take 2 minutes. I have a petition. We have talked to members of the community throughout the city of Ocala and Marion County, and we have a petition to repeal the ordinance, and I would like to submit it to someone on the council. Thank you.
Angel, put that direct. Okay. Thank you. Darren Williams. Name and address, Darren, please.
Darren Williams, 3194 Northwest 16th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34475. Mr. Council President, Mr. Mayor, Council Members, General Public, I stand before you to support Mrs. Rich's proposed ordinance, 44. We have an issue. We have an issue that needs to be solved, and it has not been solved yet. We have rules in the school system. Children are not allowed to wear their clothes in a certain way in the schools. We have rules. We address those rules with suspension, and therefore, I'm in the school system myself. So we address things because we see the need. The council, Ms. Rich, has saw the need to address an issue that's happening in our city. And it's our job to address you as elected officials to make sure you follow through. Now, this is on city property. City property, that's all we're saying. We're not saying your homes or anything. City property, you should have your pants on your waist. As I go into schools, I tell young men, put your pants up. If they don't want to comply, write a referral, then we'll go forward. We have to solve the issue. We have a lot of other issues. Ms. Jenkins was correct. We do have a lot of issues. We have excessive force with the Marion County Sheriff's Department. We have issues, but we're not addressing that. Some of these community organizations are not addressing those issues. But we want to address the issue like this. Pass the ordinance, let it work, let the police, let Chief Graham, let his department have that discretion to understand the law, to apply the law, and execute the law. affect you.
Thank you. Those are all the, is there any, how many other people would want to speak that didn't put in a card?
You only take 1 minute.
All right, I'm going to allow the three of you, then I'm closing it off. You first, sir. Name and address for the record, book.
James Butler, 47 Silver Place, Ocala, Florida, 34472. My issue with this whole thing, I came up here and spoke last time, or well, not last time, but one time when y'all were talking about this, and like the guy said just a minute ago, you know, the school has a right to tell people what they can wear because you have to go to the school, but we've already known that the government has overstepped their boundaries on school system. They overstep their boundaries every day. The police department should not have the right to stop anybody if they're not committing a crime. Because, you know, that's just against the Constitution. I feel like this ordinance is an unconstitutional law. And even if it is amended or changed where it's not criminal, there will still be issues about fighting this. There will still. We've already started a hashtag, Sagging on the Square. And we got 3 million views on all the stuff we do. We got the launch to have thousands and thousands of phone calls come through this office. We have shut down the state attorney's office emails by emailing about issues of police abuse in this county. And we can push the issues here about this. And I just feel like this is unconstitutional. And y'all took an oath to the Constitution, and you should uphold that oath. I don't care what your personal beliefs are. Your personal beliefs does not come on what the Constitution is. So that's what I have to say. And like I said, uphold your oath. Keep your oath. Ice bucket challenge, I challenge you to keep your oath.
Okay. Thank you for the civics lesson. Next.
Good morning. My name is Kelly Hart, 2314 Southeast 19th Circle, Ocala, 34470. I'm the executive editor at Ocala Magazine, so my community matters to me greatly. I feel like I serve as the voice for our community when I stand up and speak on behalf of this community. I think that it is important for us to have self-respect. The way we present ourselves is important. I also think that it's personal accountability. I hate to think that our city has to get involved and start telling us the way that we need to look, the way that we need to dress, the way that we need to respect ourselves and present ourselves. I think that that comes as personal accountability. I think the problem is that we are assuming everyone in our community has the ability to wear clothes that fit and ability to wear clothes that are presentable. Not everybody does. I think we need to take into account that there are some people who are doing the best that they can and still walk around in our community not presentable as we would like to hold them to that standard. I also think that that I understand that we're doing something that is supposed to be beneficial to our community in the sense of holding everybody to a dress code, but it is a slippery slope. I think once we start telling people what their pants should look like, we're gonna have to start telling people that they're not allowed to show cleavage. There's been plenty of times I've been out in our community and I've seen women's cleavage that is completely inappropriate. My 7-year-old daughter sees it. I have to explain to her that it's inappropriate. So next we'll have to come into some ordinances for shirts, and then hair, and then shoes, and where does it end? So I think we're opening up a can of worms, and on behalf of my community, I would like to say that I am in opposition to this ordinance, and I hope that it is reconsidered. Thank you.
I believe you were the last one. Your name and address, please.
Good morning. I'm Andrea Costello. I'm the legal director of the Legal Advocacy Center of Central Florida. We're located at 1610 Southeast 36th Avenue here in Ocala. I've spoken at the last two council meetings along with my colleagues at the NAACP to urge repeal of the ordinance, and I'm here to do that again today. Those problems and the constitutional issues that I raised to the council members remain unless you repeal the law and take the law off the books. And the city, I think you know this, remains exposed to legal liability in that instance. Decriminalizing the ordinance and removing the legal penalty as to jail time does not remove the issue of the increased contact between law enforcement and youth of color, in particular African American youth, which can escalate charges and in some instances escalate the use of force. The institution of fines imposes hardships on those who are already struggling and their families, and we respectfully urge you to repeal. Thank you.
Thank you. With that, I'm closing public comment. Council members, do you have anything further you'd like to say? Mr. Hilton, anything further?
No, I think, you know, again, I will reiterate, as much as I respect Mrs. Rich and what she's trying to do, and I detest what I have to see, we are going down a very slippery slope. And at some point, we just have to say, we've made our point to the public. We've made national news. If anybody doesn't know it, I mean, it's in the papers in New York. I got calls from people in South Florida telling them they've seen us on TV. So we've made national news, and when we look back, other cities have tried this, and they eventually had to repeal it. So we should just say, okay, we did what we can do. We made our notice, but let's move forward and repeal it.
Mr. Mahler, do you have anything?
No, I just think we should move forward with it.
Can I ask Mr. Mahler a question?
Your time, Ms. Rich, you can do whatever you want.
Mr. Mahler, you said you talked to people on the east side and the west side.
Yes, ma'am.
What people did you talk to?
The average person.
You knock on doors? Or
yes,
did
ma'am.
You just see them walking down the street or what?
I absolutely walked and talked to people. I knocked on doors and I called people. And that's what I heard. Most people don't care about sagging pants. They think it's a waste of time. We do need to start a program to teach the kids not to do this. And I agree with you on that. I agree that it's unsightly. But I did go on both sides of this town, and north and south, and took my time to do it. And I'm happy that I did it that way.
And if we do need to start a program, nobody ever thought about a program until I came up with this offer.
That's correct.
And then everybody's got something to say about it. But
nobody
had said, this has been going on for years.
Yeah, and you brought it to our attention, Ms. Rich, that we can do something about it, that we can help these kids. And I'm happy that you did keep on and bring it up so that they can start programs to start this.
When did I first do this, Pat? In 2007. So it's not something that I just dreamed up one day and came up here and said that, you know?
Nobody
and
said
And I think if we don't rescind it and we take the criminal aspect out of it, it will work. It's worked other places, and I don't know why it can't work in Ocala. Black teenagers shouldn't be afraid of the police. And people are saying they don't want the children to have communication with the police. Our police are normal people just like we are. Their job isn't to go out and arrest teens just to be doing it. They don't get paid for that. As a matter of fact, they might get fired if they go out and arrest somebody and the person can prove that they weren't doing anything different. So I just hope we don't repeal it, but we'll see.
Mr. Bussell, you have any?
No comment.
And I withhold any comment until second reading. Ms. Mary, thank you.
Yeah, just real quick. We all think it's ridiculous. We agree with you, Ms. Rich. We think it's ridiculous. It looks stupid. It doesn't make any sense why anyone would dress like that. However, I don't want to criminalize it, nor do I want to, you know, find someone for it. There's a lot of people out there that will support you and help you with any program, you know, that you want to develop, and you can lead the charge on it. I serve on the board with a gentleman named Kevin Monroe, who is Executive Director of Operations for Cox Communications. They said that they would love to get involved in it and help out in any way that we can. There's his card. Give him a call. And if there's folks that want to, you know, work and develop a program to help people respect themselves or whatever it may be, not have sagging pants, the community's 100% behind you. So you can lead the charge on it, and I'll help you in any way I can.
I'd like to see that program, because these people are not children that go to public schools.
Right.
They're mostly adults that don't have a job, and they already have a criminal record.
Yes, well,
we're not talking about hurting our youth. Because our youth that want to do something, they're in school right now, and they'll be there until school is out. And the others are in college, and they're going to graduate. I asked Reverend Gamble how many saggy pants he saw out there on the college campus, and he said none. So we're not impacting anybody that's trying to do something in this community. And I don't know how you would get something together to help them. I really don't. And Kent, you know, you straddle the fence. You tell me one day you won't bring it up to repeal it, and the next day that's what you do. And you know you told me. I'm not going to mess with it. The rest of the council voted for it, and that's it. The next day, you're repealing it. The next day, you put on your little show to say that a dress shirt can be considered underwear, which is ridiculous. You know, so I don't know what side of the fence you're on. And
well, and real quick, by the definition of the ordinance, a dress shirt is underwear. Touches your skin, it's between an outer garment. This touches my skin, it's in between an outer garment. That's underwear, based on that definition. I told you I would work with you to support some program. I'm responding to comments that are brought up under public comments when I made my presentation. I didn't do anything as far as any presentation under comments by mayor. Councilman Molliver asked me to bring this meeting today. Councilman Hilty is introducing the ordinance to repeal it. I'm not repealing it. I don't have a vote on this.
We know that from the beginning. We know that you don't have a vote, but you can talk about it.
Of course I can.
So.
May I make a suggestion, Mr. Rich? Let's continue this at the second reading. I'm sure there's going to be plenty of heated debate, and if you have something further to say, that's fine. We're going to continue it.
I don't have anything for you.
A couple weeks. So. with that being said, since we got Mr. Gilligan on the clock, would it be appropriate for you to give us an update on yesterday's proceedings?
Are we going to do it in this? We're having a workshop.
After right after, yes.
Is it appropriate to do it now or in the workshop?
I would close this and just do it in the workshop.
Okay. Is that okay? Then we will close this meeting. And we'll start the workshop in 10 minutes.
Lunch will be here at 11 o'clock, so you can do a working lunch, or you can take a few more minutes and have lunch. It's entirely up to you.
Working lunch.